Welcome to the .metaverse podcast. Today we'll be hearing from Mark Carroll Billiard, the Senior Managing Director and Technology Innovation Lead at Accenture. He'll be talking to us about the form and function of the metaverse. This was recorded at the Metaverse Summit at CES 2022, hosted by Touchcast.
And hello, everyone. My name is Mark Carroll Billiard, and I lead technology innovation globally for Accenture. I'm delighted to be with you today and share about my thinking and what Accenture is doing related to the metaverse. And first of all, I'd like to let you know, why I got really excited about metaverse. And many years ago, I was working in the oil and gas industry for Accenture. And one thing that I found was really, really cool is that using laser scanning capability to do what we call a point cloud of an environment, like it could be an offshore platform, or it could be a refinery, to have an as-is built situation. And I found that getting a three-dimensional model from those laser scan and the way they were using that was really, really cool. And it was kind of a really good picture of what could be eventually a digital twin in the future. And I got really excited about this. And a few years after, I started to run our R&D practice globally for Accenture. And I really felt that it was very important to start thinking more about digital platform, digital twin. Obviously, I'm a gamer myself, so I love about virtual reality and all these things. And I've been pretty lucky, to run our R&D organization. Why? Because we have labs for more than 30 years, and our labs have been creating or investing in many areas that we see live today with our clients and around the world. And as you can see here, there's behind me, there's kind of a poster that shows for more than 30 years, what we've been working and innovating on, and from RFID that became IoT, we started to work with cloud before it was called cloud at the time. And obviously, we started to work on virtual reality a very long time ago. You see some of the headsets we've been using in the 2000 years time. But before that, we were working in environments like a gaming environment, like Second Life, for example. Maybe some of you are aware of that. And I think the beauty of this R&D that we run at Accenture is really applied. And then we try to incubate that. And when we incubate that, we can scale it up. And this is something that we deliver for our clients. So this is very exciting. And again, we have started to work, I would say, in the metaverse before the name was coined as the metaverse. In fact, if you think about some of the work that Accenture has been doing, by leveraging, for example, geolocalization for people, providing frictionless payments, providing, as I said, virtual 3D environment where we can navigate. We had all the different components of what I call the metaverse. And I like to talk about the metaverse, and not talking so much about a definition, because there are many definitions we have our own. But I think what's interesting is to talk more about the ingredients of the metaverse. And I used to say that there's really two set of ingredients that make a metaverse like a true immersive experience. One is what I call forms, and the other one is function. Metaverse is really a combination of forms and function. And forms is everything that's going to be providing this immersive experience you're looking for. It's like a multidimensional spatial environments, like virtual places, like synthetic world, where you're going to be navigating. And you see some of the examples of things that we have developed across all of the different labs that we have. You see myself teleported using a platform that we have created 5 years ago. We're already in the fourth generation of it. It's called Immersive Collaboration Platform. And I'm in our labs in San Francisco, and I'm presenting to a wide audience of, in fact, people that are really avatars, which is a digital twin of clients that would be miles away from the location where I am here in San Francisco. And interestingly enough, this ICP platform helped us to develop many presentations, like virtual presentations like this with our clients. In fact, we had more presentation during the pandemic time than before the pandemic. where people had to travel, you know, physically, I mean, to go to our labs. You know, here with the virtualization of all the labs that we've been able to do, people can be teleported in no time from San Francisco to Shenzhen, from Shenzhen to Tel Aviv. And that's really amazing for them. And I got really excited about this, you know. We work a lot with technology like MetaHumans as well. And the other things that is very important for me is just to make sure that I bring the combinatorial effect of different sensors, like haptic feedbacks, olfactive feedbacks, all those different things, to make a true immersive experience to this presentation. That's what gets us very excited. Now, I want to shift on, I talk about forms, and let's talk about function. And one thing that Accenture has been doing a lot for many, many years is just to make sure investing into topics like blockchains, multi-party system, digital currency, digital identity, all those services that you need to have if you want to live in the metaverse. And you see here a new video of a woman buying basically an asset in the metaverse, and that's it. Might be delivered like as a real asset to their doorstep, you know, and this whole convergence of physical asset, digital asset is something very important. But I think also what I said to you is that all those digital services that hardly anyone talk about, like in the metaverse, they need to be there to power the experience of the metaverse. You know, it's very important to be able to move from one universe to another universe and keep your identity. You know, in internet, sometimes we talk about single sign-on. Also, like to get your credentials and everything, how are you going to do that in the metaverse, you know? And I think all those work we've been doing for many years on those topics is something that is going to be very important in the future. So I get really excited about talking about form and functions and how this will drive the future of the metaverse. Now, moving to, I think the next topic that is very important for us is that in our labs, one thing that we really believe is that metaverse is not only for a B2C context of commerce. You know, it's like many people talk about like a retail business that is obviously associated to the metaverse. When we talk about NFTs and everything, you see like buying goodies and everything. I really believe that metaverse will play a big role in every industry, like whether we talk about the health industry, public services, civil engineering and stuff like that, all the industries will be impacted by the metaverse. And this is very important for us. And one thing that we've been doing in our labs is try to think about how we can automate the generation of those virtual environments semi-automatically, as well as the interaction that we can have with them. So as part of the metaverse, I think we'll have, as you can see here behind me, a typical machineries from which you need to create like a digital twin or an equivalent in the metaverse, with which you're going to be able to interact, you know. And when I say interact, is that using haptics capabilities to really understand exactly what you're going to be doing on this environment. And so what we're trying to do is that we're going back to, you know, what I told you at the very beginning of this show is looking at 3D scanner to create like a point cloud. Out of the point cloud, I mean, we identify using artificial intelligence different parts of the point cloud for which we're going to be able to interact with. And then using CAD/CAM design and CAD/CAM information, we can augment the knowledge about what we can do with those different parts. And eventually this will be transformed into a virtual reality environment. So I'm really, in our labs, we're really bridging like three worlds: the world of the survey with 3D scanning, the world of the engineering with CAD/CAM, and the world of the gaming with this kind of experience. And I got really excited about this. I think this is something that's going to be very, very, very important in the future of the metaverse as well. Okay. Well, I think it's also very interesting to see, you know, it's like how we're going to be interacting, as I said, with the machines. And I think it goes two ways. You know, it's like you could think even that eventually being in the metaverse will have an impact on the real world. And one thing that we're thinking about is that eventually, maybe in the future, you know, if you have to work in a specific industry or in a plant, you won't go to the plant. What you will do is that you'll take your VR headset, you put that on, and then you will plunge or immerse into your plant, and every machine will have their own digital twin, and you will act in the digital twin like you would be acting on the real machine. And the digital twin itself will be connected through edge and IoT connections like to the real machine. And everything you will do on the digital twin will be done like remotely on their physical machine. That physical machine will be remotely operated from the digital twin. And that's something that we're showing here behind me, where you can remotely operate a robotic arm. This is all very interesting. And I think this is, we're just at the beginning of what we think might be the metaverse. Got me really excited. You know, there's more and more things that we've been doing for many years against like creating those virtual worlds and how things are moving. What you can see here is just like, the next slide that will come behind me is that there's a lot of thinking that we have related to also like different experience that we want to have. The fortune that I have to work with Accenture is that Accenture is obviously a large organization with more than 650,000 people. And I had the chance to work with Jason Warnke, but Jason is our global digital experience lead in Accenture and work for our CIO organization. So with Jason, what I can do is that I can really, work with him to ensure that we're deploying some of the metaverse or the digital experience that we have to within Accenture. And we use really Accenture as our playground to test exactly, how our own employees will react to being in the metaverse or in an environment where basically they're going to be interacting with avatars and other machineries. For example, we're doing like design thinking in the Alps and Swiss Alps. That is a completely virtual environment. What we've done also, we have onboarded thousands and thousands of new recruits during the pandemic in an environment that we have worked together with Microsoft using Allspace VR and to create like the One Accenture Park, where the new recruits will have the opportunity to live and experience what it is to be at Accenture and how to work at Accenture and meet with a couple of Accenture fellows and managing director. They'll be able to be trained to learn about what it is to work at Accenture, knowing more about their core values and so forth. So again, like a lot of things that we're doing, a lot of things that we're testing, I get really excited. We do TouchCash for many years, and then we have done a strategic minority investment in their company because we believe some of the technology they have, like Showtime, for example, is a great platform that we could leverage. Every year, we have a technology vision also in our labs where we share some of our technology trends and the technology trends that we believe will impact the business organization of our clients in the next 3 to 5 years. And last year, during the pandemic, we leveraged Showtime to deliver that completely virtually as large events to the world. So I get really excited about the initiative that they have right now related to Metaverse City. And I think this is a definitely a good opportunity. To provide like a think tank on how we can work together, converging technology for the benefit of customers, for the benefits of partners, and for others. And with this, I want to thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
In the next episode, we'll hear from Vishal Shah, General Manager of XR, AR, VR, and Metaverse at Lenovo. For more information about MCity and how you can claim your free .metaverse domain, visit touchcast.com.